With 50 billion devices connected to the internet, the rules of cybersecurity are changing. Now, agencies and more companies are on to the importance of cybersecurity, but they might be watching out for the high-profile threats rather than the more common and stealthy ones that can do damage. Now, this all comes from Cisco. It's releasing a report later today. Levi Guntert is the technical lead for its Threat Research Analysis and Communications, or TRAC, program.
The big theme with this report is really web malware, and there's a number of things that came back in the report, one of which is if you are a business in aviation, pharmaceutical or chemical or media and publishing, you have a 2 to 3 times higher chance of encountering web malware. And that was interesting because we had different business verticals that were affected in the annual security report. So this is just in the 6 months to January. We've seen that Java continues its climb as the most exploited application in our data, moving from 91 to 93% for web malware encounters. And then lastly, malvertising is still a huge problem. Malvertising is something that's been around for a while. It is threat actors inserting rogue advertisements into advertising networks or exchanges, and those advertisements are then served up on first-party websites and all kinds of different verticals. And we continue to see this as a big problem because when you visit a website, you're not just visiting the particular website that you think you're visiting. You're also visiting all the hundreds of other content providers and advertising providers that they've partnered with. So this has really fundamentally been something that we're sort of grappling with as an entire industry right now.
Okay, two questions. One, the basic question, just if you would define web malware, if you would. This is something that people encounter at websites.
Bad guys attack websites. They insert little pieces of code that can redirect your browser to another site. And these sites will typically try to exploit your browser. They will try and find vulnerabilities in your browser or some of the applications that you use, like Flash or Java or Silverlight or Adobe PDF Reader, any of these types of applications. There are vulnerabilities, which is why it's so important to patch your applications, to pay attention to those little blinking notifications down in your sys tray, because if you don't patch, then what fundamentally can happen is you visit a website, the next thing you know, you're being redirected and your machine's been compromised and the bad guy is able to push malicious code down to your machine. So this is, you know, a fundamentally something that I think consumers and businesses and government employees need to be aware of, just how exactly it works and some of the risks that are inherent in just being on the web, any website.
The bigger question then is there's an inside and an outside aspect to this. There's the outside as users and consumers and federal workers and so forth visiting websites in the course of their work. That's one danger. The other danger is if you operate a website as part of your mission. And as the federal government moves toward this notion of continuous diagnostics and monitoring of their networks, is it possible to detect and monitor and mitigate these types of web insertions while they're happening or before they happen so that you can keep your sites from being converted to servers of this malware?
Certainly, and I think that's the right approach, looking at this from the perspective of continuous vigilance and looking for improved ways to do detection, especially of web content and web sessions, because we all use the web to do our job and we all initiate web requests. So being able to, at the network level, really detect when there is something malicious that's occurring is super important, because so many threat actors are now moving to the web. Email is still in play, but of course the web is just such an open landscape. And then we also have all the different sites that are using content management systems. So applications like WordPress or Joomla, there's a whole host of them. And unfortunately, there's millions of these websites that have sort of been forgotten about and left there. And unfortunately, bad guys come along and co-opt them and use them as a further attack surface to launch other types of attacks.
You were, until recently, a cyber expert with the Secret Service. What would you say that those in the Secret Service and DHS and other federal cyber experts need to do differently as we get towards the end of 2014 and enter 2015?
That's a really good question, Emily. I think it's difficult to nail down a silver bullet because there really isn't one. This is something where detection is the name of the game, and how fast can you detect a threat? How fast can you remediate it? And I think that the government is getting much better at this, specifically around web malware. Some of the things they're doing is they're restricting certain types of sites from being accessible. They're doing much deeper content inspection on the network so that they understand exactly what's happening within a web session when a web page is requested. And they're doing things on the host as well. So the desktops and the laptops that are used by employees, there's much more inspection going on those hosts themselves. So even if there is some sort of what we call a drive-by attack on the web, they're able to detect changes on the host very, very quickly.
We're speaking with Levi Gundert. He is the technical lead for Cisco's Threat Research and Analysis and Communications, or TRAC. And earlier you mentioned that media, publishing, those are industries or verticals that are getting hit particularly badly, and food and beverage in outside of the United States, Africa, Europe, and the Middle East, and so on. Where does the U.S. federal government fit in the spectrum of attacked a lot versus ignored by the malware people?
So in our data over the past 6 months, the government sector is actually pretty far down the list as far as those industries that have seen an increase in web malware encounters. So surprising to me that government and the financial services sector as well, from our vantage point in our data, is much further down the list. So I think it was less than 100% increase, whereas media and publishing was over a 300% increase. So obviously those industries are still dealing with web malware encounters, but they were not as high as I would have expected. And the natural question is why? Why are these different industry verticals experiencing such large increases? And it's really difficult to say. We can't get into the minds of attackers, but we do know a couple things. We do know that these numbers are comprised by multiple threat actor groups. So we know that criminals make up some of these numbers. We know that nation-state adversaries make up some of these numbers. And so what the composite is, it's hard to say, but there's absolutely different priorities.
Could it be that maybe the government sites are better protected than average, or media sites are weakly protected versus the average?
That's a very plausible explanation. I think that government users are in a much better place today than they were even 5 years ago, and that the protections and the detection mechanisms that government folks are putting into place means that their users potentially are in a much better place that way, but it's very difficult to speculate.
And do you have any information about not just how many attacks are happening, but the severity of them? Because I'm thinking that perhaps the government might be targeted less, but those who target the government have more nefarious reasons for doing so.
That's very true. We saw last year with the Department of Labor, we saw one of these web malware attacks that specifically leveraged the Department of Labor, one of their subsites, and they were able to redirect users to what we call a zero-day exploit. So they knew that people visiting the site were potentially going to be those employed by the government or government contractors, and they were able to redirect people who were visiting this particular subpage to a site that used an unknown vulnerability. No one had ever seen it before, and it was for Internet Explorer, the Internet Explorer browser. And so those types of attacks are much more sophisticated. They require a much higher level of technical skill and proficiency, and to your point, are much more devastating when they are successfully executed.
All right, so what should people be doing to make sure their sites are protected and whatever else might be going on in cybersecurity? How should strategies be fashioned for the next 6 months to a year?
I use an add-on called NoScript. If you use a web browser like Firefox or Google Chrome, there are great add-ins that are free that can be easily downloaded. And NoScript gives you much more granular control over your web browsing experience. So you can allow certain scripts, you can deny certain scripts from running on a web page. There's a little bit more overhead. It takes more time. So that's the trade-off there. But it's a very useful plugin, and there's many other plugins where Java will not automatically run, Flash will not automatically run unless you're specifically allowing it. So there's some great tools there to really empower web browsing users. And then for organizations, instead of just racking in an appliance, instead of just putting a box into a rack and checking the box, really being vigilant and having the right resources and the right people in there to do incident response, to do detection, and to sometimes make or grow some in-house solutions for how you monitor web traffic and how you detect maliciousness.